Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here for NewFury.com, and our Warped Tour coverage continues to roll on in St. Pete, Florida. As far as seeing bands that I want to see today, probably the band besides Paris I've been most excited to see. Again, saw them a couple years ago at Warped Tour, and they got a new album out, Brainwashed. Definitely one of my favorite albums of the year. Without further ado, why don't you introduce yourself? Your name and what band you play in.
Taylor, I'm the lead singer of While She Sleeps.
So first question for you guys, you know, like I said, you got that awesome new record, Brainwashed, that just came out. I know, especially you, vocal-wise, it was kind of a lot of trouble, a lot of effort. I know you had vocal surgery and stuff like that. As someone who enjoys singing, I couldn't imagine having the one thing that gives people joy and comfort being taken away from you for a period of time. How difficult was it to overcome that vocal surgery, and what kind of fear did you have, or what kind of fears did you have after you had it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always that thing of when you have, obviously, any major surgery or anything like that, you feel like something might change. When you come back around from the anesthetic, and you're like, one of the fears for me was just that I'm not going to sound the same, you know what I mean? Like, and that was a big worry. Obviously, people are into the band and know sort of the style of vocals that I do, so one of the main things for us is just that, oh, what if I'd sound different? But the guys were very, very supportive of me and gave me the time that I needed, and there was a few hiccups, a few roller coasters that I put myself through, that I like turning to drink, you know what I mean, and not really taking the recovery maybe as, not as seriously, but not doing all the necessary things that I needed to do. So then I had to do a second surgery, which obviously is even worse. So I'm one of the sort of people who always learns his lesson the hard way. And I've learned my lesson now, and as you remember, last time I was out and I was coughing up blood and all sorts of shit, and we were talking about that. But you know, we put that to bed, and record, as far as the recording process goes, it was kind of, looking back on the recording process now, it was kind of fun. But at the time it was stressful, like, because one day I'd go into the studio and do vocals, and it was just a bit loud. One day I'd go into the studio and record vocals and have the best vocal day ever. Then the next day I'd be really, really struggling. So it got to the point where we'd have to record vocals in people's cupboards and in different studios across Europe and even Japan and stuff like that. So looking back, that was kind of a fun process, but at the time it was very, very stressful.
After the ordeal, right now it stands, do you feel like all that was worth it? Do you feel like it's made you a stronger person, even a better vocalist?
I think, I don't know about a better vocalist. I mean, I've been to a lot of different people that have told me a lot of different things and told me how I should be doing stuff, and I guess at the end of the day, that's a bit gay, a bit pussy for me, if you like. Sorry, not gay. But it's a bit soft and it's a bit subtle for the impact that I want to give. So I'm kind of trying to balance what I've been taught against my own style. So I'm trying to find a happy medium there. But I think definitely, as While She Sleeps as a unit and as a full band, we're definitely stronger for it. It just, when we have problems now, it means that we lay it out on the table rather than cover it up and let it get worse and stuff like that. Especially with the recovery and having to go in for a second surgery and drinking heavily, and we're just a stronger unit now, and we feel like we're back. We've not been to America for 2 years. It feels awesome to be on the Warped Tour, and like our show today was awesome, so we can't ask for much more. Cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things I and a lot of other people seem to find really enjoyable about you guys. You know, it's important to have that great stage show, and then after your set you jumped in the water. I didn't even know you were doing that. I thought you were going to like edge of the water and take like a selfie with all the fans or something. I don't know. But yeah, you dove in the water. I mean, what other sorts of crazy stuff do you guys do that should get people to come check out?
I don't
out?
Know, man. Like, I think one of the main things for us is that when we get to have that release, and like for a lot of people, heavier music is a release. Do you know what I mean? They go to the show and they let loose a little bit, and then they have fun, and they get to scream lyrics that they like back at people. And in the same way for us, it's exactly like that, in the way of we get 45 minutes to half an hour to go on stage and really let go, and really, and you know, and we feed off, we thrive off the crowd's energy, and we like to give that same energy back. And it's just a big circle, and it chills us out in day-to-day life. It makes us a lot more relaxed. When I smash my head against a microphone or jump into the crowd or I'm tired to the point of I can't stand up, that's my exercise and my release for the day, and it makes me a lot more chill in day-to-day life. So that's just kind of the vibe we go on. Nothing's ever really too planned. The band had no idea I was going into the water. I was just looking out while I was on stage. Everyone was shouting the lyrics back, and I was like, it's a good day. I'm gonna go for a little swim.
Yeah, so I know, unfortunately, playing in Warped, you don't get to play all the songs that I and other people would enjoy seeing, but you played most of the ones, a few new ones. Four Walls is probably my favorite track on the new album. It's the first one I heard. How do you guys choose the set list for Warped Tour?
That's one of the things that's been very difficult for us. It's hard for us to know who knows the band already against brand new fans. I mean, we've only been to the States three times. One time was with Parkway Drive in 2012, then we did Warped 2013, and now we're back 2 years later. So it's hard for us to juggle what people are going to know and what they don't know. So we're just trying to mix it up and playing some new, fresh stuff and then some older songs that we think people like, and not trying to let go of too much of that intensity choosing the songs. But yeah, it's always a tough decision trying to make everybody happy.
I know you guys, I know you and Crossfaith, and I think like Alvarez Kings had issues, you know, visa issues coming over from here. Yeah. And I don't know about the other bands, but I know I think it was just you that had the visa issue, right? Or was it anybody else?
No, like Crossfaith have only just got out. It's going to be their first show today, and they've had visa issues. But it's nothing to do with like getting the visas. It was the printing. It was the printing of all the visas. Like apparently, like the systems just across the world kind of crashed. They couldn't print any visas, which, if you ask me, is a bit suspicious. But anyway, so I only missed one show, but like bands like Crossfaith and Alvarez Kings, like Alvarez Kings are from Sheffield, same as we are. Crossfaith are obviously from Japan, and everyone's had a lot of different problems getting over, but luckily I only missed the one show, which was very positive for me.
I know for that one show, I saw some clips of it, they were pretty awesome. We had Caleb from Beartooth, I think Dave from We Came as Romans, who else
and
did
then,
you have helping out?
I'm not sure of his name, actually. It's really rude of me, but the guy from Capsize.
Oh, Daniel Wan.
Yeah.
That band is fucking awesome.
Yeah, so they all filled in, which was awesome for me, and it was fun to watch back and see how they adapt our songs to their own, and they're all like, they're all really into the band, so it was even cooler that they helped us out.
Yeah, because I saw those, and I was like, okay, I've seen bands, not necessarily beast issues, but like other issues that prevented their vocalists from playing. So like Northlane had that recently, their new vocalist, Marcus Bridge, couldn't play, so they canceled the rest of their tour, but did one instrumental set. It's trippy to watch.
Yeah. I think the general gist is when vocalists like myself are putting them through sort of heavy and aggressive vocals, like, for me, when I had throat surgery, it was like a service. It was like my car had broken down and I needed to get it fixed. Like after doing 12 years of the same style of vocal in little venues where no one gives a fuck about the band, to nowadays where we're a bit more popular, you're putting your vocals through some serious stress. So there's always going to be bands that have issues and stuff, and that's why the support from the fans and the people who enjoy those bands are so important to us.
Now, I know over in the UK you guys did that co-headline with Cancer Bats, who I've been listening to them for a very long time, and I wish that tour would come over here. Obviously, I know it's not always going to happen, but what was that tour experience overall like for you?
Oh, it's awesome.
Cancer Bats, pretty cool dude.
Yeah, oh, the best guys, definitely. Like one of our favourite bands we've ever toured with. And likewise, we've been listening to that band for a while as well. Like we caught wind of them years ago, and we always get the new records, and you know, they're one of my favourite bands are up there, and so to tour with them was really good, and it was really nice. Like there was no hierarchy, we did a co-headline, we headlined, they headlined, so it was really, really cool, and yeah, like you said, just absolutely amazing guys to tour with. Yeah.
Alright, I do have one last question for you before we wrap this up.
Okay.
I know there's a ton of bands to choose from, whether you're an attendee of Warped Tour or you're even playing on it.
Yeah.
When you're not playing a show or over in catering or anything like that, who have you made an effort to go see?
Citizen. I bought their vinyl, I bought their CD, I bought two shirts. Because they were out 2 years ago when we played, and I kind of, sometimes accidentally, you don't always follow and check out bands, but for me, Citizen, and we're good friends with Beartooth, and they put on an awesome show, so Beartooth and Citizen, and 68 as well.
So
Golden State, Josh Scogan. I love that dude so much.
Yeah.
I think I've seen, I know with the Chariot, never Norma Jean, but like the Chariot and 68, I've probably seen it like 10 times.
Great dude.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, there's three awesome bands there, and they all have great sets. So. If anyone doesn't know any of them, check them out, because they're good friends of ours.
All right, well, before we wrap this up, do you have any news you'd like to share with us, or anybody who might be listening out there?
No, if you don't know the band While She Sleeps yet, then where the fuck have you been? But if you do know us and you've been supporting us all the way out here over the pond, then thank you so much. There are plans for us to come out soon. We've just signed to Razor and Tie, so we'll be looking at getting out here more often, and we'll have the support behind us there. So if you know us, thank you, and if you don't, come and check it out whenever we're back. Like, we love making new friends.
All right. Well, thank you again for giving me some of your time today. Definitely put on an awesome set every time out. So if you're listening to this, go check out While She Sleeps at Warped all summer long. Definitely going to be a great time. This has been Bradley Dillon and While She Sleeps from NewFury.com. Bye, guys.